Yes.
Suddenly comes a blessed rider. Then he clasps you very closely to his breast. You become senseless and fall to vaunting. The Ingrid man says, here is fraud and hypocrisy.
See, you had a dream. Right? You wake up and seriously will follow your dream. Everybody asks you what's up and you cannot explain it. But you will follow. And if you do all of this stuff seriously, then the guy will come. Guy will come and will hug you. The stupid boy stand there and say, what is this stupid stuff? Because he doesn't get it. Yes?
How does he see what this enthusiasm in him is? He knows not with whom that is the sign of union.
Yeah. Because this is a union. A horseman riding will come, say hello to you, will hug you. For a bystander, this is a silly happening. Because that bystander doesn't understand that this is reunion of you and your dream, and you believed your dream, and you were waiting and trying for it. That pleasure. I'm talking about the ecstasy which looks nonsense to a bystander. This is what the problem is. Yes?
This sign concerns him that is seen. How should the sign appear to the other one? Every moment that a sign was coming from him, a spirit was coming into that person's spirit. Water has reached the helpless fish.
This is something I don't know in English. Did it make sense? Spirit? I don't know, came to the spirit or what? Does it make sense? Good. Because in Persian, Jan Bejan Rasidan means the life will be gifted to your life, because your life is going to die. Then when you die, you gave your jan to the creator of the jan. When you're upset and your jan is not that strong, suddenly another jan could be in you. Life will be blown in you, something like that, in Shakespearean time, I read, something like that. Yes?
Water has reached the helpless fish. These signs are those... These signs are those are the signs of the book. That doesn't make any sense.
This is how the book goes. Remember, he started the paragraph with what? Somebody was reading the readable, the book, which is Quran. Here he would say, this is when the poor fish suddenly will find the water. This is what I say, the sign. The people who read Quran, they will find the sign of the water in that book because they are looking for it. The guy who was reading Quran, he was a believer and he knew there is a beautiful stuff here. He was fishing in that water. He was like a fish needing that water. The meaning came like that. But for a bystander, none of these signs explain anything or carries any meaning. Yes?
Hence the signs which are in the prophets are peculiar to him who is a friend.
Exactly. You see how he arrived at this conclusion? He said, when I'm talking about the signs are not something that will talk to you necessarily, does it? If you think it does, I'll show it to you. What is this? This is a sign, right? This is a word, but it's not your language, you cannot read it, period. This is what sign is. Sign, you should be familiar with the culture of the sign, then you know it. You understand it because you have been waiting for it. You dreamt about it, then you understood the sign. This is why the holy people will go around, what they do? They give the sign to the other people. But the people are not asking for that sign, and that sign does not talk to them. All the signs here, all the poetic language, all the description, all the stuff we do here will talk to you if you are thirsty about this kind of stuff. If not, it's not talking to you. The holy books, they will not talk to the unholy people, because unholy people are not looking for holiness. That's how it is. And I have seen a lot of silly people who are trying to be the critic of the text that they don't know what it is all about. This is the subject we are facing. This is where we are going. So pay attention. This will talk to you if you had the dream. Somebody came in your dream, talked to you. Do you remember paragraph 2, book 1? In the dream, this Hakim came in. I said, you have to dream about it. You have to be really thirsty for it. And you have to be familiarized with the taste. Do you remember at the beginning of this book? He said, if you don't have the taste, you will not get it. You need a taste for beauty. Beauty is not understandable. Beauty is not logically explainable. I told you 1,000 times. I have studied in the best and the longest terms in the art school. It's not explainable, but it is touchable. It is feel. In a magical way that sometimes comes to you when you least expect it. It will grab you. This is how it is. This is what the subject of this text is all about. Therefore, remember, there are signs in the prophets for special people familiar with this kind of sign. And you're expecting more explanation? Read it.
This discourse remains imperfect and unsettled. I have no heart. I am out of my mind. Excuse me.
Yes. I explained it. I put it in poetic way. I made it this and that and that and that. But remember, I'm not trying to explain it. I'm trying to explain to you it's not explainable. You have to learn to earn it, then earn it, then learn it, and through those all the way, you have to taste it, because it's a matter of taste. When you taste it, you don't give it up. Yes?
How can anyone number the motes, especially that one whose understanding has been transported by love? How shall I number the leaves of the garden? Shall I number the cries of the partridge and the crow? They come not into computation, but I enumerate them for the guidance of him that is put to trial.
No. That's cheating. They come not into computation. This is good translation. But I enumerate them. Where did that come from? No, but this is cheating, because he is repeating the same word and intentionally, computation. He said, It does not come into computation, but I compute it to lead someone who is trying this stuff. Means it's not explainable, but I explain it. For whom? For the fellow who is not waiting for explanation, who knows this stuff is familiar and will get my point. Means all the reasoning I bring in is not reasoning, it's just pointing towards something, because that's all you need. Yes?
The sinister influence of Saturn and the auspicious influence of Jupiter come not into computation, though you may enumerate. But still, some of those two effects must be explained. That is, the benefit and the injury.
He said, when you were talking about the sinister influence, you're not talking simply about gain and loss. You're talking about more, right? You say, okay, there are two different dimensions to this. One is the dimension of that sinister influence. That's a very vast stuff, and nobody could explain it. But the small portion of it, which is the gain and the loss, that could be discussed. Means the subject is vast, but one part of it is a little bit understandable for the mind. That's why I'm trying to explain that part of it only. Yes?
In order that some little part of the effects of the decree may be made known to the good-fortuned and the ill-starred.
Please change that decree to another word. That another word, you know what it is in Arabic. That complicated word, qada. The word that will be misinterpreted to fate. The word that will explain what divine destination, predestination is going to happen, which is not that at all. Qada, first of all, means consequence. But they will not translate it to that. Because of these magical beliefs of, yes, it happens like that, qada or qadar, are two words that are really misinterpreted in all of this. So here is qada. Consequence. Yes?
He whose ascendant is Jupiter will be rejoiced by vivacity and eminence.
So you see, he says, there are these misinfluence, whatever you may call it, and I cannot talk about that. But something will happen to the people, which is good or bad. We have to talk about that a little bit to make them understand the consequence of good being lucky or unlucky. Means luck and dislike or unluck are not explainable, but a part of it which comes to your benefit could be explained to you. So you will understand the consequence of decision you make. Understand the consequence, yes?
And it will be necessary for him whose ascendant is Saturn to take precautions against every mischief in his affairs. If I should speak to one whose planet is Saturn of his fire, it would burn that unfortunate man. Our king has given permission. Commemorate Allah. He saw it.
Okay, before that, he was talking about something that, I don't know, in translation, a lot will be lost. Even in Persian, we lose it. It's the word tale. Tale is an Arabic word which normally will be interpreted to, I don't know, hidden